Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be listening to the latest recording from one of the master artists of our time, Bob Dylan. Yes, if you've listened to WJFF before, you've heard the name Bob Dylan. You know, we actually have a whole day devoted to the music of Bob Dylan on his birthday every year here at WJFF. And, you know, it's interesting about the effect that his music has. I remember when I was a teenager, and I'm like 10 or 12 or 13 years old, and I would listen to music, popular music, rock and roll, Bob Dylan, how that music used to just be so important that I would listen to the songs and I would hear the words, and it had such an impact on me. It seemed like it was so important, everything that they were saying. And those songs, you know, you couldn't get them out of your head, and it shaped the way I thought about the world and how I lived. And, you know, that happens when you're very young. And then as you get older into your 20s and 30s, the impact that that kind of music has seems to fall away. I don't know if that's true for you, but it seemed true for me. And yet, when I hear something by an artist, by a singer-songwriter like Bob Dylan, that very same feeling that I used to have when I very first heard his music comes back to me. And the lyrics, they seem to be so important. He seems to be saying things and putting things into words in a way that move me and have deep resonance with me. In a way, it gives me a sense of satisfaction the way that great art does. So I don't know if you have that experience when you hear the music of a master like Bob Dylan, but Bob Dylan just released a new recording earlier this week. I think about it was September the 9th, 2012. His latest album is called The Tempest. You know, immediately my mind went to Shakespeare's Tempest, one of his final works. And, you know, the state of affairs in the world today, the complicated nature of our politics, it just seems to reflect a lot of the situation in the world today when you think of the word The Tempest. So this album is a collection of the different types of styles of songs that Bob Dylan has always done. The very first album that Bob Dylan recorded was on the Columbia record label in 1962, produced by Tom Wilson. And it was a collection of folk songs. There was 20 songs on his very first album in September 1962. If you do the math, that's 50 years ago. That very first album was all traditional folk songs. A Man of Constant Sorrow, In My Time of Dying, The House of the Rising Sun, you know, a Blind Lemon Jefferson song, See That My Grave is Kept Clean. So he's got folk and blues on his very first recording, and he only wrote two songs. One of them was a song to Woody. And then his very next album, Freewheeling, in 1963, every single song on that album, the Freewheeling, Bob Dylan, was a original composition, The Masters of War, A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, about the Cuban Missile Crisis, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, you know, a personal statement of love on a folk theme. And so you find that these very same song types are really strongly represented on this recent recording called The Tempest. He started out singing folk songs, and there's a song on the new album called Tin Angel. And it's in that same vein. It's like a British murder ballad, if you're familiar with that sort of song. There's a song called Pretty Polly, where he stabs her through the heart, and her heart blood does flow. He takes her down to the river, he murders her. There's a song that Paul McCartney did, not nearly as dark, But it was called Rocky Raccoon. And it's a long narrative that tells a story almost like a screenplay. And when you listen to the song, you calm yourself and be still and just let the story take you. That's the secret to enjoying it. You know, you have to listen to the words because the lyrics are his gift. And so we're about to hear the song called Tin Angel, and it's a dialogue. It's like a screenplay. It's astounding. It's a conversation. There's a woman at a table having a drink with a man, and her jealous lover is hiding in the room and comes in and catches them. And when you listen to these lines, it takes you forward like a short story. So I'm going to read a little bit of the lyrics, and then we're going to listen to the song called Tin Angel from Bob Dylan's The Tempest. Here's just a little bit of the words, you know, so that when you hear them again, you know, they really ring for you, you know. So here's the words. His nerves were quaking in every vein. His knuckles were bloody. He sucked in the air. He ran his fingers through his greasy hair. They looked at each other and their glasses clinked, one single unit inseparably linked. I got a strange premonition. There's a man close by. Don't worry about him. He wouldn't harm a fly. From behind the curtain, the boss, he crossed the floor. He moved his feet, and he bolted the door, shadows hiding the lines in his face with all the nobility of an ancient race. She turned. She was startled with a look of surprise, with a hatred that could hit the skies. You're a reckless fool. I could see it in your eyes. To come this way was by no means wise. Get up. Stand up, you greedy-lipped wench, and cover your face or you'll suffer the consequence. You're making my heart feel sick. Put your clothes back on, double quick. Silly boy, you think me a saint? I'll listen no more to your words of complaint. You've given me nothing but the sweetest lies. Now hold your tongue and feed your eyes. I'd have given you the stars and the planets, too, but what good would these things do you? Bow the heart, if not the knee, or never again this world you'll see. Oh, please, not let your heart be cold. This man is dearer to me than gold. Oh, my dear, you must be blind. He's a gutless ape with a worthless mind. You've had your way too long with me now. It's me who'll determine how things shall be. Try to escape, he cussed and cursed. You'll have to try to get past me first.
It was late last night when the boss came home to a deserted mansion and a desolate throne. Servant said, boss, the lady's gone. She left this morning just for dawn. You got something to tell me? Tell it to me, man. Come to the port as straight as you can. Old Henry Lee, chief of the clan, came riding through the woods and took her by the hand. The boss, he lay back flat on his bed. He cursed the heat and he clutched his head. He pondered the future of his fate. To wait another day would be far too late. Go fetch me my coat and my tie, and the cheapest labor that money can buy. Saddle me up my buckskin mare. If you see me go by, put up a prayer. Well, they rode all night, and they rode all day, eastward long on the broad highway. His spirit was tired and his vision was bent. His men deserted him and onward he went. He came to a place where the light was dull, his forehead pounding in his skull. Heavy heart was racked with pain, insomnia raging in his brain. Well, he threw down his helmet and his cross-handled sword. He renounced his faith, he denied his Lord. Crawled on his belly, put his ear to the wall. One way or another, put an end to it all. He leaned down, cut the electric wire, stared into the flames and he snorted the fire. Peered through the darkness, caught a glimpse of the two. It was hard to tell for certain who was who. He lowered himself down on a golden chain. His nerves were quaking in every vein. His knuckles were bloody, he sucked in the air. He ran his fingers through his greasy hair. They looked at each other and their glasses clinked. One single unit inseparably linked. Got a strange premonition as a man close by. Don't worry about him, he wouldn't harm a fly. From behind the curtain, the boss crossed the floor. He moved his feet and he bolted the door. Shadows hiding the lines in his face, with all the nobility of an ancient race. She turned, she was startled with a look of surprise, with a hatred that could hit the skies. You're a reckless fool, I could see it in your eyes. To come this way was by no means wise. Get up, stand up, you greedy-lipped wench. Cover your face or some other consequence. You are making my heart feel sick. Put your clothes back on, double quick. Silly boy, you think me a saint. I'll listen no more to your words of complaint. You've given me nothing but the sweetest lies. Now hold your tongue and feed your eyes. I'd have given you the stars and the planets too, but what good would these things do you? Bow the heart, if not the knee, or never again this world you'll see. Oh, please let not your heart be cold. This man is dearer to me than gold. Oh, my dear, you must be blind. He's a gutless ape with a worthless mind. You've had your way too long with me. Now it's me who'll determine how things shall be. Try to escape, he cussed and cursed. You'll have to try to get past me first. I dare not let your passion rule. You think my heart the heart of a fool. And you, sir, you cannot deny. You made a monkey of me, what and for why? I'll have no more of this insulting chat. The devil can have you, I'll see to that. Look sharp or step aside, or in the cradle you'll wish you'd die. The gun went boom and the shot rang clear. First bullet grazed his ear. Second ball went right straight in, and he bent in the middle like a twisted pin. He crawled to the corner and he lowered his head. He gripped the chair and he grabbed the bed. It would take more than needle and thread. Bleeding from the mouth, he's as good as dead. You shot my husband down, you fiend. Husband, what husband, what the hell do you mean? He was a man of strife, a man of sin. I cut him down and I threw him to the wind. Hear this, she said, with angry breath. You too shall meet the Lord of Death. It was I who brought your soul to life. Then she raised her robe and she drew out a knife. His face was hard and caked with sweat. His arms ached and his hands were wet. You're a murderous queen and a bloody wife. If you don't mind, I'll have a knife. We're two of a kind, and our blood runs hot, but we're no way similar in body or thought. Our husbands are good men, that's all I know. Then she pierced him to the heart, and his blood did flow. His knees went limp, and he reached for the door. His tomb was sealed, he slid to the floor. He whispered in her ear, this is all your fault. My fighting days have come to a halt. She touched his lips and kissed his cheek. He tried to speak, but his breath was weak. You died for me, I'm gonna die for you. She put the blade to her heart and she ran it through. All three lovers together in a heap, thrown into the grave forever to sleep. Funeral torches blazed away through the towns and the villages all night and all day.
Bob Dylan, Tin Angel. That's from his most recent album called The Tempest. So, you know, Bob Dylan, a folk singer. And there he is doing his version of an Appalachian British murder ballad. That song is 9 minutes long. And you'll find that a lot of the songs on this new album, there's 10 tracks, are 9 and 10 minutes long, several long verses. So there's been a lot of attention paid to Bob Dylan's most recent recording. There was a review in the New York Times by one of my favorite rock and music critics, John Pareles. This was from September 10th. I wanted to read just a little bit of the review, nothing long. The title is called From Romance to Carnage. And we just heard the carnage part, you know, the triple murder-suicide love triangle ballad that we just heard. So this is what John Pareles has to say, quote, Bob Dylan's voice isn't getting any prettier. At 71 on his 35th studio album, Tempest, and a full 50 years after he released his debut album in 1962, Mr. Dylan sings in a wheezy rasp that proudly scrapes up against its own flaws. That voice can be almost avuncular, the wry crackle of a codger who still has an eye for the ladies. But it can also be calmly implacable or utterly bleak, and it's completely believable when Mr. Dylan sings, I'm armed to the hilt and I'm struggling hard, you won't get out of here unscarred. The songs on The Tempest are written for that voice alone, one that can switch from memory to prophecy, from joke to threat, and from romance to carnage within a line or two. Like Mr. Dylan's other 21st century albums, Tempest feels live and rootsy, vamping along in the zone where blues, country, and folk intersect. So, The Tempest. You remember the sound of the early Bob Dylan when he was making the switch from being a solo acoustic folk singer, and he started to play with a band. And one of the very first songs that he did in that style, which was one of his biggest first hits, was called Like a Rolling Stone. Well, there's a song on this album, The Tempest, that's called Early Roman Kings. And it's that same bluesy, upbeat style that Bob Dylan does so well. And the song is a very politically oriented song about class warfare. Maybe it's about the bankers. And it's interesting now that we have the Occupy Wall Street anniversary coming up, and people are being arrested for protesting, and people being arrested for speaking their minds. It's an amazing gift that we have an artist of his stature who was able to criticize our society, so pointedly in his lyrics and with his music. So let's listen to Bob Dylan, Early Roman Kings from The Tempest.
Are the early Roman kings in their shark-skin suits, bow ties and buttons, high-top boots, driving the spikes in, blazing the rails, nailed in the coffins, in top hats and tails, fly away, little bird, fly away, flap your wings, fly by night, like the early Roman kings. All the early Roman kings in the early, early morn, coming down the mountain, distributing the corn, speeding through the forest, racing down the track. You're trying to get away, they drag you back. Tomorrow is Friday, we'll see what it brings. Everybody's talking about the early Roman kings. The peddlers and the meddlers, they buy and they sell. They destroyed your city, they'll destroy you as well. The lecherous and treacherous, a hair meant for leather, each of them bigger than all men put together. Sluggers and muggers, wearing fancy gold rings. All the women going crazy for the early Roman king. I can dress up your wounds with a blood-clotted rag. I ain't afraid to make love, do a bitch or a hag. If you see me coming and you're standing there, wave your handkerchief in the air. I ain't dead yet, my bells still ring. I keep my fingers crossed like the early Roman kings. I can strip you of life, strip you of breath, ship you down to the house of death. One day you will ask for me, there'll be no one else that you'll want to see. Bring down my fiddle, tune up my strings, I'm gonna break it wide open like the early Roman kings. I was up on Black Mountain the day Detroit fell. They killed them all off and they sent them to hell. Ding dong, daddy, you're coming up short. Gonna put you on trial in a Sicilian court. I've had my fun, I've had my fling. Gonna shake 'em on down like
the early Roman kings.
Dylan, early Roman kings, that's from The Tempest, his most recent recording. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So I'm having a great time listening to this album. There is a very long song, and it's the title track from The Tempest. It's got 45 verses, so hold on to your hats. You perhaps remember Desolation Row, or you remember Visions of Johanna, those incredibly long 14, 15-minute tracks. Well, The Tempest is 14 minutes long. So earlier when I said, you know, still yourself, be still, and listen to the story unfold, the story of The Tempest is the story of the sinking of the Titanic. It's a kind of a folksy sort of a song, and it's got, like I said, 45 verses about the sinking of the Titanic. Here's just a couple of the verses. I find that when you hear them first and then you hear them again in the song, they kind of stick with you a little bit. So here's just a couple of the 45 verses. The night was black with starlight. The seas were sharp and clear, moving through the shadows. The promised hour was near. Lights were holding steady, gliding over the foam, all the lords and ladies heading for their eternal home. The chandeliers were swaying from the balustrades above. The orchestra was playing songs of faded love. The watchman, he lay dreaming as the ballroom dancers twirled. He dreamed the Titanic was sinking into the underworld. And then from the end of the song, the captain barely breathing, kneeling at the wheel, above him and beneath him 50,000 tons of steel. He looked over at his compass and he gazed into its face, needle pointing downward. He knew he lost the race. In the dark illumination, he remembered bygone years. He read the book of Revelation and he filled his cup with tears. When the reaper's task had ended, 1,600 had gone to rest. The good, the bad, the rich, the poor, the loveliest and the best. Seems that Bob Dylan wants to tell us stories, stories where the meaning is not always clear, but the effect is beautiful. Listen to Bob Dylan's The Tempest.
It's the 14th day of April, over the way she rode, sailing into tomorrow, to a golden age foretold. The night was bright with starlight, the seas were sharp and clear, moving through the shadows, the promised hour was near. Lights were holding steady, gliding over the foam. All the lords and ladies heading for their eternal home. The chandeliers were swaying from the balustrades above. The orchestra was playing the songs of faded love. The watchman, he lay dreaming as the ballroom dancers twirled. He dreamed the Titanic was sinking into the underworld.
He was often so inclined. He closed his eyes and painted the scenery in his mind. Cupid struck his bosom and broke it with a snap. The closest woman to him, he fell into her lap. He heard a loud commotion, something sounded wrong. His inner spirit was saying that he couldn't stand here long. He staggered to the quarterdeck. No time now to sleep. Water on the quarterdeck, already 3 foot deep. Smokestack was leaning sideways. Heavy feet began to pound. He walked into the whirlwind, the sky splitting all around. The ship was going under, the universe had opened wide. The roll was called up yonder, the angels turned aside. Lights down in the hallway, flickering dim and dull. Dead bodies already floating in the double bottom hull. The engines then exploded, propellers they failed to start. The boilers overloaded, the ship's bow split apart. Passengers were flying, backward, forward, fine, fast. They mumbled, fumbled, and tumbled, each one more weary than the last. The veil was torn asunder between the hours of 12 and 1. No change, no sudden wonder could undo what had been done. The watchmen lay there dreaming at 45 degrees. He dreamed the Titanic was sinking, dropping to her knees. Wellington, he was sleeping, his bed began to slide. His valiant heart was beating, he pushed the tables aside. Glass of shattered crystal lay scattered round about. He strapped on both his pistols, how long could he hold out? His men and his companions were nowhere to be seen. In silence there he waited for time and space to intervene. The passageway was narrow, there was blackness in the air. He saw every kind of sorrow, heard voices everywhere. Alarm bells were ringing to hold back the swelling tide. Friends and lovers clinging to each other side by side. Mothers and their daughters descending down the stairs, jumped into the icy waters, love and pity sent their prayers. The rich man, Mr. Astor, kissed his darling wife. He had no way of knowing be the last trip of his life. Calvin, Blake, and Wilson gambled in the dark.
dark. Not one of them would ever live to tell the tale or disembark. Brother rose up against brother in every circumstance. They fought and slaughtered each other in a deadly dance. They lowered down the lifeboats from the sinking wreck. There were traitors, there were turncoats, broken backs and broken necks. The bishop left his cabin to help all those in need. Turned his eyes up to the heavens, said the poor are yours to feed. Davy, the brothel keeper, came out, dismissed his girls. Saw the water getting deeper, saw the changing of his world. Jim Dandy smiled, he'd never learned to swim. Saw the little crippled child, and he gave his feet to him. He saw the starlight shining, streaming from the east. Death was on the rampage, but his heart was now in peace. They battened down the hatches, but the hatches wouldn't hold. They drowned upon the staircase of brass and polished gold. Leo said to Cleo, I think I'm going mad. But he lost his mind already, whatever mind he had. He tried to block the doorway to save all those from harm. Blood from an open wound poured down his arm. Petals fell from flowers till all of them were gone. In the long and dreadful hours, the wizard's kiss played on. The host was pouring brandy, he was going down slow. He stayed right till the enemy was the last to go. There were many, many others, nameless here forevermore. They'd never sailed the ocean or left their homes before. The watchman, he lay dreaming, the damage had begun. He dreamed the Titanic was sinking, and he tried to tell someone.
Tried to understand. understand, but there is no understanding for the judgment of God's hand. News came over the wires and struck with deadly force. Love had lost its fires, all things had run their course. The watchman, he lay dreaming of all things that can be. He dreamed the Titanic was sinking into the deep blue sea.
The Tempest, the sinking of the Titanic ship in 45 verses by Bob Dylan from his most recent recording of the same name called The Tempest, just released. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So Bob Dylan's latest album has been met with a lot of reviews and a lot of coverage in the press. Yesterday, on September the 14th, 2012, Rolling Stone magazine just released a very long and important interview with Bob Dylan about his latest recording and other things. But it's interesting because the day before Rolling Stone released the interview with Bob Dylan, the day before that, on Thursday, September 13th, Reuters, the news wire service, got a copy of the transcript and released part of the interview in their own publication. So I have a little bit of quotes from that. You know, Bob Dylan had been accused of plagiarism. A little background on that. In 2003, the Wall Street Journal drew some conclusions that he had maybe plagiarized the work from the 1995 biography of a Japanese mobster. The Wall Street Journal said that in Bob Dylan's Love and Theft album in 2001, that there was a line from this Japanese mobster's biography that went, quote, "I'm not as cool or forgiving as I might have sounded." And they compared that to Dylan's line in Love and Theft, I'm not quite as cool or forgiving as I sound." Very similar. And the Wall Street Journal said that there was 12 such comparisons where it sounded like he had taken lines right out of this novel. And then another charge of plagiarism came up for Bob Dylan in 2006. The New York Times accused him of plagiarizing the work of a Civil War era poet, with certain phrasings on his 2006 recording, Modern Times. Well, Bob Dylan has never really responded to those charges until now. And in this interview with the New York with the Rolling Stone, he calls critics, quote, "wussies and pussies," saying that musical appropriation is, quote, "part of the folk tradition. Everyone else can do it, but not me," he complained. "There are different rules for me. I'm working within my art form." This is from the Rolling Stone interview. "It's that simple. It's called songwriting. It has to do with melody and rhythm. And then after that, anything goes. You make everything yours. We all do it. There are the same. These are the same people that tried to pin the name Judas on me," Dylan added, referring to the bitter 1960s folk fans who were upset about his move into electric guitar blues. And they compared him at the time to the biblical apostle Judas, who betrayed Jesus. And Dylan goes on to say, "Judas, the most hated name in human history. If you think you've been called a bad name, try to work your way out from under that." Yeah, and for what? For playing an electric guitar? As if that is in some kind of way equitable to betraying our Lord and delivering him up to be crucified. All those evil, they can rot in hell, he said. So Bob Dylan, a 50-year career, he's won 11 Grammys. He's got an Academy Award. He's got a Pulitzer Prize. He has the U.S. Presidential Medal of Freedom. He said in his interview to Rolling Stone, to the interview, quote, "I'm not like you." So Bob Dylan's The Tempest. You know, there's some political songs on here. I've played the Tin Angel song, kind of the folk murder ballad, and then we just heard The Tempest, another example of kind of a folksy thing. We also heard early Roman Kings, more like the blues thing he did with Like a Rolling Stone. Well, there's another song that reminds me of his early work. It's called Pay in Blood. And there's a review in The Guardian, the British magazine, that came out by Alexis Petridis. And it talks about the song Pay in Blood. We're about to hear Pay in Blood. The line goes, "I pay in blood, but not my own." This is what The Guardian has to say, quote, "Anger always suited Dylan's voice. He spent most of the 60s and 70s sounding like he was sneering even when he wasn't. It still suits him. On Pay in Blood, fury and his ruined larynx combined to remarkable effect. The opening line comes out as a terrifying, incomprehensible growl that sounds like one of those death metal vocalists in full flight. There's something potent about hearing a singer-songwriter famed for his articulacy rendered incoherent with rage." So we're about to hear the song Pay in Blood. You know, when you ruminate on what the lyrics might mean, to me, it's so clear what the lyrics are about. Pay in blood. Every time I stop at the gas station and fill up my car, I pay in blood, not my own. Dylan wrote a song called The Masters of War on his Free Wheeling album in 1963, and here's some of those lyrics. "Come, you masters of war, you that build all the guns, you that build the death planes, you that build the big bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind desks, I just want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy, you play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes, you turn and run farther where the fast bullets fly. You fasten the triggers for others to fire. Then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion as young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud." Well, he was a young man when he wrote those words. And he still has the same feeling, and he still has that same rage. And it's astounding to hear a 71-year-old Bob Dylan, the song called Pay in Blood. I pay in blood, but not my own. Let's listen to this track from Bob Dylan's most recent recording, The Tempest.
Well, I'm grinding my life out, steady and sure. Nothing more wretched than what I must endure. I'm drenched in the light that shines from the sun. I could stone you to death for the wrongs that you've done. Sooner or later, you make a mistake. I put you in a chain that you never would break. Legs and arms and body and bone, I pay in blood, but not my own. Night after night, day after day, they strip your useless hopes away. The more I take, the more I give, the more I die, the more I live. I got something in my pocket, make your eyeballs sweet. I got dogs could tear you limb from limb. I'm circling around the southern zone. I pay blood, but not my own. Low cards I would have got, but I'll play this hand whether I like it or not. I'm sworn to uphold the laws of God. You can't put me out in front of a fire squad. I've been out and around
like you. My hands are thread, my head so hard, must be made of stone. I pay blood, but not my own. Another politician pumping out the piss. Another ragged beggar blowing you a kiss. You've got the same eyes that your mother does. If only you could prove who your father was. Someone must have slipped a drug in your wine. You gummed it down and you crossed the line. Man can't live by bread alone. I pay in blood, but not my own. How I made it back home, nobody knows. Oh, how I survived so many blows. I've been through hell, what good did it do? You bastard, I'm supposed to respect you. I'll give you justice, I'll handle you this. Show me your moral virtue first. Hear me holler, hear me moan. I'll pay in blood, but not my own. Your lover in the bed. Come here, I'll break your lousy head. Our nation must be saved and freed. You've been accused of murder. How do you plead? This is how I spend my days. I came to bury without two ways. I'll drink my fill and sleep alone. I pay in blood, but not my own.
Someday. in the courtyard of the golden sun. You stand and fight, or you break and run. You went and lost your lovely head for a drink of wine and a crust of bread. It's a long road, it's a long and narrow way. If I can't work up to you, you'll surely have to work down to me someday. We looted and we plundered.
I'm Kathy Geary. We've been listening to Bob Dylan's most recent recording, The Tempest. I hope you enjoyed the program today. And thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Tin Can Trading Post on Dorer Drive in Calicoon. Purveyors of vintage wares, clothes, and records. TinCanTrading.blogspot.com.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're streaming online at WJFFradio.org. It's 1 minute before 2 o'clock. And it's 65 degrees outside on a sunny afternoon. Stay tuned coming up for Folk Plus with Angela Page.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from New Hope Community.